This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Another bad performance by Cade Smith, and I've seen plenty of people on social media just asking the very real question, is closing just beyond Cade Smith?
Yeah, it's such an odd thing because it just seems like it is. It seems like he's a really good setup man. He's a good eighth inning guy. And for whatever reason, he just can't handle the bright lights of closing a game.
So what's weird about it to me is, like, I don't even consider setup men to be, like, closer adjacent the way that I used to. Like, I think the second toughest job out of the bullpen
isn't closing.
No. I think it's the high leverage role.
That is the fireman role.
I think it's the Andrew Miller role.
That's the fireman role.
Okay, well, yeah. Now that we know that, so it's the fireman role.
Sorry.
I think that's such, and I think it's even tougher because you could pitch a third of an inning, you could pitch two innings. And it's just weird to watch Cade Smith in much higher leverage moments than a fair amount of these blown saves or losses or the guy that hands the loss to another reliever have been. I think he's been better in the higher leverage moments than even closing.
I wish we could find out why Vogt is just hell-bent on putting him out there for that last batter in the eighth inning to then try to set him up for the ninth inning. I don't know why he does this. I'm sure he just thinks that there's got to be something to it.
He's done this with Class A, too.
No, he has.
I think has driven you crazy, too.
At the rate that we've seen it, while also then seeing Smith not be successful doing it, is the part that I just find interesting. I'm sure there's a rational, good reason. And listen, I'm never against the idea that you're short on arms in the bullpen right now. The bullpen is not nearly as good as it was. You think the world of Cade Smith, so as many batters as he can face, probably a good thing to end up doing. But it's odd because I've seen this now multiple times. Final out of the eighth inning, and then it either struggles or he struggles to even complete the eighth inning, and it just feels different. I don't know. I'm not sure I've seen this recently, at least from Vogt, to the degree that he's doing it.
I mean, his ERA at one point was down to 2.62, and then it is bumped back up in five appearances to being 3.41. Like, that is a huge spike for a reliever that has thrown a butt ton of games. Now, what I do want to point out here, though, is up until, I want to say it was the 18th, so mm-hmm. the Arizona series.
Yeah.
He had quietly been really good in place of Emmanuel Class A.
Yeah.
So much so that fans were saying, Emmanuel who? And so I there's a part of me that just naturally pushes back, and it's been like he's had four really unfortunate appearances in his last seven games. I personally am not ready to write him off just because who the hell else is walking through that door the rest of this season that he can't prove to you
well,
he can do this?
That's it. So for this season, you're just kind of stuck with it, and it is what it is. But this is to steal a Browns term and what they're trying to do, this is a fact-finding mission. You were trying to figure out if he could be the closer next year or if he's just going to be a setup man and that's all you can rely on him with. It just, you know this with bullpens, though, Nick. It's so scary. Because these guys have it, and then they just don't. And for a lot of these guys, they never get it back.
So I think with Cade Smith, I'm willing to give him more than just this trial run. And again, if he looks really bad, if we're talking John Rocker implosion in September, well, I will change my tune at some point. But there's a part of me that I still don't have.
He turns into a racist and a bigot? What happened?
Well, just don't interview him with Sports Illustrated and you'll be fine.
Get him away from those Subways.
Not going to continue going where I wanted to go with that. But there's a part of me that like, okay, yeah, the last seven games have been atrocious. I don't know that I need there's a part of me that thinks the Guardian should go, well, we completely changed his role halfway into the season, and it wasn't because he had earned it. It was because Emmanuel Clase got suspended for a full season. He's not been sure the entire time whether he's going to have the job the rest of the season or not. I think you almost have to be okay with throwing him out there again as a closer next year if Clase isn't back, which I think we all assume he isn't going to be, just because it's like in the same way that, okay, maybe his time is up, he's not as good. Yeah, some closers have. I mean, I remember Wagner. Toronto and Oakland, stupid little soul patch. Billy, it's a K last name. Why? It's not Coke. Billy Koch.
Okay.
Billy had like 2 or 3 years where he was just elite, then went through a 2 or 3 year period where he wasn't good, and then he went back to being elite. I think this is pretty common for even elite end of the bullpen guys.
Well, and you can see stretches. The problem with this is that this has gone a little bit too far. Like Mariano Rivera used to have all week, every single season, where he just looked like he was lost, didn't have it. And you can go look up his baseball reference page, too. And there's like 1 week every single year where Yankees fans would freak out over Mariano Rivera. The problem is that Cade Smith has now bled this into this. We're going on 3 weeks of this. And this is a real opportunity that he was given. And it just doesn't seem like he's holding on to it.
The only pushback I would go is he had put three really nice performances together before last night. Like, that's where when I say 4 of 7, he had three awful appearances right in a row. Then he was three damn near lights out, and then last night happened. And I think people have just the newness of this, the freshness of this is in their mind. It was like, it looked like he was in the right trajectory. Going into last night, I didn't think he was going to blow the game because he had been so good in the last two Tampa Bay games and the one Seattle game he pitched.
Yeah, I had that Friday night in my head a couple Friday nights ago. That one's still sticking with me in many ways. My confidence in him has been damaged when he comes into a game, and this is how I can typically tell where I'm feeling with a certain closer, at least. When he comes into the game, am I thinking 1, 2, 3, we're out, that's it? Or am I thinking, okay, buckle up? And right now, I'm just in the buckle up stage of the
song. So I do think it's fair. But to push back, just playing devil's advocate here, how much of this is just he's not Emmanuel Clase?
Well, and there's always going to be some bump back with that, right? Like if the expectation to follow up Clase is that you have to be one of the best closers in the game, and Clase legitimately is one of the best closers in the game, you're right in that there's going to be a fall off there. But if you're hovering around a 3.5 ERA, that's not best closer in the game. You're one of the worst closers in the game.
I think if we talk about I hate panic because it's baseball, and baseball, bad baseball is good baseball to me.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, the lineup still scares the crap out of me because nobody's really taken a step forward this year.
Have you seen the numbers over the previous month for this lineup?
It's actually decent, right?
No, it's atrocious.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it could not be worse.
What am I thinking? Anyways,
I'm not sure. Yeah, across the board.
I knew it was awful.
It's like they're like 25th and below in every category over the previous month.
But like my bigger issue is nobody's taking a step forward. Okay, I guess maybe Manzardo, but even he's been hot and cold. But like there's nobody that's really taking a step forward. But I'll be honest, I put the rotation in general as a bigger concern now even than just Cade. Or even the bullpen. Like, I expect, listen, if last year was the absolute zenith a bullpen can get to, and this year is the bottom level for this team, given everything they've had, I think they're going to wash out somewhere in the middle next year. I don't know I feel that way about the rotation anymore.
So what should actually be the story from last night's game if it wasn't for Cade Smith?
Leaving Slade Ciconian far too long?
Exactly. But this also being how many games now in the previous 5-6 that we've seen Slade offer up at least a 5 spot on the board?
Yep.
And yes, you're right. They leave him in a little bit too long. No question about that. But Slade was a true bright spot in this season. Like
I don't know what the hell Gavin Williams is going to do.
Yeah,
he's going to either throw an almost no hitter or he's going to get hit for a 5, 6, or 7 spot. And those are the two guys that I'm most confident in. Tanner, probably a 5 spot. Logan Allen, Logan, 4 or 5 spot. Like, it's wild how, and I, this to me is where, all right, what's going on with the program? I don't know that the lineup has enough ML. I that's been beaten out of me. Mm-hmm. The lineup's been so bad. Most of these guys should not be in everyday spots. I relent. Uncle, I give up. They're not talented enough. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can't say that about the rotation. And I understand that we got spoiled with a pitching factory. I do. But if we talk about the physicality of the guys you have, Gavin Williams is as high of a potential guy as you've had since Kluber or Bauer.
The Justin Herbert of baseball starters.
Ciccone, I think, probably profiles more as a mid-rotation starter. But Tanner Bibee is one of the more high-ceiling guys you've had. Tristan McKenzie fell apart. He was one of your high-ceiling guys. What we're not used to is once guys hit a kind of threshold with this rotation, we're used to them continuing to be Corey Kluber until the wheels fell off, or we're used to it them being Trevor Bauer until he gets banned from baseball for being a bad human being, allegedly. We're used to him being Mike Clevenger till his arm falls off. Like, we're not used to guys being healthy and then just regressing to where they are. That's when you're talking about that offensively with the rotation and within the bullpen. At some point, there's a guy in charge of the clubhouse who you got to go, hey, if you're not coaching this out of him, how much of this is on you?
I don't know that that's on vote. I look at a lot of what's going on, especially with the lineup top to bottom, and I really think. When you see managers making dumb bullpen decisions, it's one of the biggest highlights and red flags you can have, that they just don't have the roster behind it. Like, they just don't have the pieces, because they know what strings to pull. They know what they're supposed to be doing in any given setting when it comes to that stuff. When they keep doing some of the really what seems like dumb bullpen mismanagement, that just tells you they don't have the horses.
Yeah, but I think when players regress, that's...
Well, I can't explain. Like I said, like Gavin Williams to me, I made the Herbert comp for a reason. It's just he's got all the tools in the world, and everyone's just expecting a little bit more. Now, obviously, that's being very, very kind to Gavin Williams at this point.
Bibee, too.
But
Bibee was your ace 4 months ago, he looks like a fourth starter now.
I don't know. I always wondered if they just got the most out of Bibee as is. Bibee, when he entered the Guardian system and everything, was throwing 89 miles per hour. They juiced that up to about 94 or so, which is an incredibly high velocity uptick for them to be able to get out of him. And so I always wondered what the ceiling would be there with Bibee. But with Gavin, it should have been the sky is the limit. And it's just, it has not gone that way.
I think when the pitching factory is starting to see guys regress in real time, on top of hitters playing really hot and cold, then that's a sign of one of two things. It is a sign that you're being over-leveraged as a player, but it's not like they're playing these guys every day of the week.
No, but the Slade one, the Slade one's interesting, though, because Slade had, they told him what pitches to basically throw, and they got his arsenal all set up, and you saw he was adding a couple different pitches into the mix as well. He's doing that sweeper, doing that cutter, and then it just kind of, in the past 5-6 games, it just kind of went away.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the league's caught up to him, and he hasn't responded
But it's so interesting. It's almost like the Guardians gave him the initial cheat sheet and said, here you go, and then he had success with it, and then, now they've just been scrambling to update the cheat sheet, and they haven't been able to do so properly.
Somebody give Cade Smith the cheat sheet so we can get back to him being a great reliever. 216-474-0092. Are you writing off Cade Smith as a potential elite closer? I mean, it's 4 bad games in mostly a month. I think we're being a little gun shy on Cade, even if last night really stunk. If the 3 games he had prior to these last 4 games really stunk as well. Playoffs, schmayoffs in 5 minutes with Jake on 92.3 The Fan. So there used to be a great, on the square in Medina, there used to be a great hot dog joint that I cannot remember the name of it. And then there was a great spot, I think, in Warren, also on the square. But like my favorite like hot dog spot is on, I think it's East 4th in Columbus. Mm-hmm. It's right next to the Barcade there, where I've gotten into a lot of trouble in my life. And other than that, we have a great pizza scene here, both chain and local. We've got great like Italian scenes. Like we have so many good scenes, but like hey, we're going to do some crazy stuff with a hot dog and you're going to love every second of it.
Yeah.
It has been the thing that I've been bemoaned to Vanessa was just a little bit stronger in Charlotte. So the idea that it's exploding in Cleveland now, very nice.
It's going. But are you into the decorative hot dog, though? Because that's what these are. These are all the decorative hot dogs.
Wait, describe what decorative
like, so
is.
So like the Flamin' Hot Cheetos on it. And then like all these other things. You know, it's not,
so
not
like
just
the Barrio
your
version of you build your own hot dog or they have the that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's not like, I mean, I don't want to mislead people and think that like we've come really far in the old ketchup mustard department when it comes to hot dogs. Like that's still just as obvious as it gets, but yeah, like the putting the specialty stuff on the hot dog, that scene's exploded in like 6 months.
And now you're going to need to give me a list of places that I need to hunt very shortly here. But as
this fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
So we get you ready for the football season. We're going to do a new bit, and it's going to be a weekly bit that we're going to do. And this week, we're looking at each of the AFC playoff teams from 2024, and we're going to tell you whether we're in or out on those team going into the season. We're going to kind of mix it up each week and do it a different way. But to do playoffs, schmayoffs, we got Jake Murren joining us. What's up, buddy?
How's it going, guys?
Good. You a hot dog guy?
Not a big hot dog fan.
You have some interesting food
actually
takes,
like?
Yeah. I mean, I'll eat a hot dog, especially if I'm at like a ballpark. For sure, I'll eat one. But a cheeseburger is just better 10 times out of 10.
Okay, that is not a bad take. That being said, you're out on steak, you're out on bacon, you're out on peanut butter and chocolate, you're out on hot dogs. Outside of burgers, what do you actually eat?
A lot of meat and a lot of chicken.
If we did a show version of the 9 dogs, 9 beers, 9 innings at like somebody's house or something, would you participate or no?
No, I would. Yeah.
I don't know. You're just such a little fella. I can't imagine you could do 9 beers, 9 dogs, and 9 innings.
I question it too. Like I think at the
I like
fifth,
that self-awareness.
That's good.
I think at like the fifth hot dog, I'll be like, all right, I do not want any more. Like the beers I could do, but the hot dogs, that would be the struggle.
My advice as a fat is you just put it in the back of your mind. Right? When your body goes, no, that's too much, you just go, I don't even know who you are, and then just swat them aside.
I always wondered if I could do it. And then the 4th of July, I ate so many hot dogs that I'm like, the hot dogs aren't the hard part.
I do think we'd have to be stickler for what the beer would be.
I think it's a beer of choice.
Not if you're doing a light beer. No.
What do you mean not if you're doing a light beer?
It's got to be a real beer.
A light beer.
All I do is domestic light and colds.
No, domestic is fine. Domestic is fine, but if it has light in the name, and you can't claim, you get an asterisk.
I'm not drinking full beers.
Why?
It's twice the calories, friend.
Who cares? You're eating 9 hot dogs.
I know.
And
I gotta try somewhere. I'm the person that goes to the buffet and is like, "Hey, can I have a Diet Coke?" I'm trying, but that's my effort in that game.
That's your big mental block.
That's my big. Yeah. Well, I also like light beers better than I like full beers. I always have.
That is a crazy take.
I think that starts in college, by the way. Could you just afford the light beers? There's full beers you can afford in college.
I don't know.
I've always liked light beers better than full beers.
That is a
always
hot.
Have.
I mean, that is
always have.
That is
always
like
will.
A friendship defining take.
You
from
give me
you.
A domestic light and cold, and I'm satisfied. But it's got to be light.
And I'm fine. Give me any one of the Coors family. Give me any one of the Miller's family, the Bud family. Give me any of that, as long as it's not light.
You got to get the heavy.
No, it's just normal. It's not Bud heavy. It's just normal Budweiser.
I like the light.
Now, MGD is Bud heavy. Is Miller heavy. All right. Let's get to playoff schmayoffs here. What's our first team?
Yeah, let's start in the AFC. Let's start with the top seed a year ago, the Kansas City Chiefs. They have a 74.8% chance to make the playoffs after winning 15 games last season.
I don't think that's a high enough playoff percentage. I am all the way in. I don't know that they're going to be the one seed, but I am all the way in. I see no reason to think the Chiefs are suddenly going to regress. I think this could be their bounce back to normal form in the regular season. Even if the wins don't show it.
I just say they went 15-2 last year.
Well, no, but I think the offense is going to be back. I think we're going to finally get back to that.
So they're going to make the playoffs. You have the best quarterback of this generation. I am worried about a Travis Kelce disappearance, though.
No, I think his disappearance was linked to the disappearance of Pat Mahomes last year statistically.
I don't know. I'm worried about that.
Is it Taylor? You blame it on Taylor?
No, he's 36 years old. He's really old at this point for anybody, not just...
And he still moves pretty well.
Not last year he didn't, and not in that postseason game. So that the problem was 2 years ago he was saving it for the postseason, and then he was able to turn it on, and you saw the Jets go. And then this last year, he was going. Nothing else was really going with him. Especially that AFC title game. Oh, my gosh.
All right, we're both in on the Chiefs. What's the next team up there?
Yeah, next up we go to the Bills, who have a really high percent chance of making the playoffs. 81.1% chance, led by, of course, reigning MVP Josh Allen.
Yeah, I think this would be a weird year to say you're out on the Bills. Last year would have been the smart year, and they were still pretty darn good. They were in the AFC title game. I think this might actually be the Bills' year. I think this might be. Four years ago, I was all in on this was their year. They missed that opportunity. I think they got beat in the AFC title game by Pat Mahomes. This is the year. That was Cincinnati year. They didn't even make it to the AFC title game.
Okay.
This is the year.
They're obviously going to win their sixth straight division crown. That one's not really in question in any sort of way. I like the Bills pick in general. The concern I would have. They had a plus 24 defensive margin with takeaways, and that seems rather unsustainable. So maybe the defense takes a little bit of a step back. I don't know if the run game is going to be as good as it was last year as well. So time will tell on that one. But yeah, we're not in the business of betting against Josh Allen right now.
All right. So far in playoff schmaffs, we've had two very easy.
Yeah, I mean this is not hard.
And it's not up for debate.
McDermott, by the way, needs to have that Super Bowl season that you talked about, or else he's out of a job, I think. Yeah, I think this is the final year.
I think that's an underreported thing, just to what you were saying there. What's up next there, Jake?
Yeah, the Ravens going 12-5 last season. They have a 52.5% chance of winning the AFC North again this year.
That's interesting. I think that might be a little high of a margin. I'm going to say right now, don't sleep on the Steelers winning the division. I'm going to piss everybody off by saying that.
Oh, geez, they're not beating the Ravens.
They won 10 games with Russell Wilson, and I think Aaron Rodgers is better.
Lamar's 70-24 as a starter.
Yep, and those 24 losses come up this year. I do think they're in the playoffs. I don't think it's fait accompli they actually win the division, though.
I think it's one of the best regular season teams in the previous half decade that I think we've ever seen. They're so incredible. It's just the postseason is what you have to worry about. And so, the Ravens are easily in. I hate how good they are.
I
and
hate
how good
easy
maintained.
The top three teams were here, where there was no debate.
It really is.
The debate was, I think the Steelers might win the AFC North crown, just because I think this could be a year where we have a lot of 12-win teams as opposed to maybe one 14-win team and then a bunch of 11-win teams. But we'll see. What's next up on playoff schmaffs?
Yeah, so those were the top three elite teams in the AFC. Now we go to the Houston Texans, who have a 54.3% chance to make the playoffs with about a 42% chance of winning the AFC South.
I hate what an absolute, like, easy path to the playoffs they have.
Yeah.
The only team that I think has a whispers prayers chance in hell of unseating them and to get to the playoffs is maybe Jacksonville, if we were just all wrong on Liam Cohen. I don't think we are. I think this is an easy in, but this could be a year where they win 8 or 9 games and they're in the damn playoffs.
So this is the hard part. I have to take them out of the playoffs. I am going to take Jacksonville, even though I don't. It's not that I love Jacksonville. I just don't think the Texans do it again this year. They were not a particularly good team last year, even though they won a playoff game.
CJ's a real concern, too.
You had a bad offensive line, and then you took away Laremy Tunsil to make it even worse and tried to, like, redecorate this offensive line, and it just makes no sense to me what they're doing. It's almost like I'm just going to punish them for, I think they went about this the wrong way. That's what I'm going to do. I'm punishing them for, you didn't do this process right, and you're fumbling C.J. Stroud.
I think the only reason I have to say in is, here's your division: Indianapolis, Tennessee, and Jacksonville.
I can't find the team to overtake them, and I don't believe in Jacksonville. I really don't. That's where I have a really hard time with this.
Should we be buying dime stock? What's next up there, Jake?
Yeah, so after the Texans, we go to the Chargers with a projected win total of 9.2 games, just over a 55% chance of returning to the playoffs this season.
This one's tricky, because I think Harbaugh, we're in the window where I think Harbaugh does a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
And I think Harbaugh's going to win a lot with the Chargers. I don't know if he's going to win a championship, but I think he's going to win a lot. I'm in. But I can be talked into being out on the Chargers very, very quickly, especially with Slater being hurt.
I'm very in on the Chargers. The only concern I have is something we brought up earlier in the show, and what happens when Justin Herbert gets to the playoffs, face the Texans, and throws more interceptions in the playoff game than he had in the regular season.
So here's what I'll say.
Seems like a pretty good concern to me.
I think Denver, I'm out. I don't know if I should say that. I think that division is a two-team race. I think the Raiders are going to be really interesting. I don't know they're going to be a playoff team. I think it's between the Chargers and Kansas City, because I do think Jim Harbaugh is a truly great NFL head coach.
I think he's truly great. I like Herbert a ton. That defense last year ended up being one of the best defenses in the entire NFL. They had a streak where they didn't allow 16 points in a game. It was like 5-6 games. Incredible. So I'm in on the Chargers. I like what they're doing. I'm buying all sorts of Chargers stock
now. So far, I am out on Houston, but I'm in on the Chargers, Chiefs, Baltimore, and Buffalo, and you are...
We're running the same exact thing then, okay.
All right, what's next up here?
Yeah, so we do have the Steelers here. Nick, you said you wouldn't be surprised if they won the AFC North. Well, this gives them an 18.5% chance of winning the division, about a 44% chance of making the playoffs in Aaron Rodgers' first season in Pittsburgh.
I am all the way in.
Yeah, I'm all the way out.
I think not even as a playoff team?
No, not even as a playoff team. I think this is the first year that Tomlin finishes under 500. I think they go 8-9 or 7-10 at best.
It feels a little too Tom Brady. This is the year he falls off the wagon for me. It really does. Like, I hear what you're saying. I understand there's a boom or bust implication to Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, I don't think they get out of the gate particularly strong. I think there's a chance that the game you have in Pittsburgh in the first 6 weeks is one of the more winnable games you have this year. The problem is going to be once you get to mid-October and they kind of hit where they need to be. As long as they're patient and healthy, I think Pittsburgh's going to be fine. I think they're a guaranteed playoff team.
I think the real win is if people aren't calling for Mason Rudolph around week 13 or 14.
That's, by the way, Pony's already calling for him.
Well, Pony thinks he's just better than Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you can be wrong in multiple ways.
It's wild.
All right, let's wrap up the AFC. The Denver Broncos, a lot of people high on the Broncos this year. They have a 22% chance of winning the AFC West.
Well, they're not going to win the division. So I don't buy that. They do have one of the best defenses in the NFL. I don't know what to do with Bo Nick's stock or not. I really don't. There's a part of me that wants to believe in him, and there's another part of me that just thinks he's just everything that Sean Payton wants him to be, but it's not like Sean Payton's going anywhere either. I disagree with you in the idea with that division. I think three teams can come out of the division this year, and I'd make the Broncos one of those teams.
So I think there's a decent chance that Denver and the Raiders are sitting at 9-8, and they're like the 8th seed and the 9th seed. Like, it honestly wouldn't surprise me if the rest of that division – if everybody in that division was 500 or better, I just think there's a clear gap between the Chargers and the Chiefs. Sorry, the Chargers and Chiefs, and then the other two teams in the division. I'm out on Denver as a playoff
team. The only concern I have is last year they were 1-7 against teams that ended up in the playoffs. And like, so against good teams, they just weren't good. But you saw in that Browns game last year, they can beat up on bad teams the best way imaginable. So, no, I'm still in. I'm in on the Broncos.
That was Playoff Schmayoffs. Next week, we'll look at the NFC teams after week one. In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.